Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting the film series Testigo Witness, Goya in the Movies. Held on select Fridays in May, each film touches upon artist Francisco de Goya's visions of the world, kicking off with Pan's Labyrinth by Guillermo del Toro on May 10th at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a spring super sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's Friday, July 9th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. When your nation calls, you answer that call. So says L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti, accepting today's nomination from President Biden to be the next U.S. ambassador to India. KPCC's Libby Dankman says Garcetti's switch to a new job has come during a rocky stretch for the mayor's office.
Last month, the mayor's chief of staff was placed on administrative leave for sexualized and disparaging Facebook comments she made about city staff, elected officials, and the labor icon Dolores Huerta. Members of Garcetti's team are still being deposed in a lawsuit by a former bodyguard to the mayor who claims Garcetti and his inner circle tolerated sexual harassment by a top aide and major fundraiser, Rick Jacobs. The mayor has denied knowing about or witnessing any inappropriate conduct.
KPCC politics reporter Libby Dankman will talk to her later about Garcetti's nomination to be ambassador. It must be confirmed by the U.S. Senate, and assuming that happens, Garcetti will leave City Hall about 18 months ahead of schedule. His second term as mayor won't end till December of next year. It was extended by a voter-approved change in the L.A. City election calendar. Well, we got a hot weekend ahead. Mid-90s in the San Gabriel and Simi Valleys, right around 100 degrees in Santa Clarita and the San Fernando Valley. Even warmer than that in the Inland Empire, where there's a heat advisory in effect through Monday night. And if you're brave enough to brave the heat in Palm Springs, the Coachella Valley, or the Antelope Valley, get ready for absolutely scorching highs near 115. Here's National Weather Service meteorologist Joe Sherrard.
We recommend that folks in those hot areas limit their outdoor activities during the heat of the day, late morning through the afternoon, and try to stay in air-conditioned environments if possible and that sort of thing. So the key is stay hydrated and, you know, be careful out there.
And if you plan to go hiking, Joe Sherrard says wear light-colored and loose-fitting clothing and bring along several gallons of water. California is broiling under a heat wave this weekend, especially in the San Joaquin Valley. So skip the washer and dryer, the dishwasher, till 9 o'clock tonight and keep the thermostat no lower than 78 degrees. Let's revisit a story we talked about a little yesterday. Governor Gavin Newsom's request that Californians cut water use by 15%. 50 of the state's 58 counties are now under a drought emergency declaration, and state water officials say California's most important reservoirs are expected to reach historic lows this year. Now, the situation is not that bad in Southern California yet, but KPCC science reporter Jacob Margolis says we still need to do our part.
Up in Northern and Central California, you know, they rely on a little bit of a different system, especially on our reservoirs. We have Diamond Lake here, and that's a sizable reservoir. We also get a significant portion from parts of the Colorado River down here. So we're not really reliant on local precipitation all that much, whereas up in the north, it's more so the case. But conserving is good is kind of the bottom line, because we don't know how long this drought is going to last.
KPCC science reporter Jacob Margolis. How can you cut back water use by 15%? Jacob says shower faster and cut back on watering the lawn. A USC study out this week says more than 75% of the deaths at federal immigration detention centers from 2011 to 2018 were related to a lack of adequate medical or mental health care at those facilities. Now, many of those centers are privately run. Immigrant rights advocates say that study's finding is really no surprise. Autumn Gonzalez is an organizer with the grassroots group NorCal Resist. She works with immigrants recently released from detention.
I'm constantly hearing stories of people who had really serious long-term health issues that just went completely ignored the entire time that they were in detention.
A bill moving through the legislature in Sacramento would require immigration detention centers to follow state and local public health orders, effective immediately. 2 years ago, Governor Gavin Newsom signed legislation to phase out the 7 ICE centers in California. That measure is facing legal challenges from the federal government. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.